This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He's got enough for you, he's got enough for me. He sails another sailing army, wants
to. Something very important I want to share with you. A few points I want you to consider. You guys, and also our brother Mo Salah. I think the Mo stands for Muhammad. And other famous Muslim influencers who are celebrating Christmas, posting pictures online with themselves, with their families, with Christmas trees. I mean, it's very important that we talk about this in a kind and respectful manner, as these are people who are looked up to, and they have millions of followers, massive amount of followers. And this can create some confusion, potentially, in the hearts of many people when they see them posting these types of pictures, no matter who they are. So we want to help clear some of the confusion. We also have to remember, like Mo Salah, especially, even with such an amazing name, he holds a great responsibility. When people would see him make sajda, this is the prostration, just like Jesus would make, Moses would make, and the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him all, they would make this sajda, this prostration to the one and only creator of the heavens and the earth. And after scoring a goal, and this would have a tremendous impact on the not yet Muslims out there, on the non-Muslims out there. Many would be singing songs, how they want to be Muslim.
If he's good enough for you, he's good enough for me. He's sitting in the mosque, that's where I want to be. Oh, la, 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 la.
His talent and faith even inspired a local Englishman to become Muslim. And Salah's presence in Liverpool alone has led to a decrease in hate crimes towards Muslims.
Man, just one small thing like this, look how great that was. An amazing impact that had. Now imagine how many people this positively influenced. So the same way that has a strong impact, these type of pictures and this type of message also has a strong impact. So that's why we wanted to touch upon a few points to have him consider Mo Salah and other famous influencers. Number one is we often just think we utter words. We utter statements and we don't think of the severity, the impact that words can have. I mean, we know just by one word, a person can break a marriage, just one word. By one word, a person can save a relationship. You know, there's in the Quran, God Almighty Allah is telling us, not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it. I mean, this is how severe it is that there are angels appointed over you marking down all the words that you say. So are those words, we have to ask, are they pleasing to Allah, or are they displeasing to Allah, the Almighty? Here's something else to consider. Imagine, and I did a program on this, and I want to invite you guys to watch it. It'll be in the description, in the comments, in the description of this video, and also in the comments, because we went into extensive detail. We covered this topic in a reaction video to Muslims celebrating Christmas. So I really would love for Mo Salah to watch this program right we did. So I'm just touching upon a few things for him to consider and others. Imagine if there was a holiday being celebrated today, and then people uncovered that it was connected somehow to the Holocaust, and we know how many people died there. Would people be still excited to celebrate this? Imagine if there was a holiday connected to 9/11 or anything else that was a tragedy, something tragic that affected so many people's lives. And then people somehow, the PR machine got behind it and they ended up beautifying it. And then they said, oh, that was in the past, but now in the present, you know, it's about bringing families together. But the foundation was built on that. So people, how would people react to that? But I mean, why when it comes to Allah, when we talk about shirk, associating partners with Allah, something that's based on that, when we look at the history of this event, and we have so many Christians running away from this because they know the roots of it and how it's connected to paganism. But why are we Muslims running towards it then? Is it because we are more interested in pleasing the people rather than pleasing Allah? This had me thinking about what the last and final messenger sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, said. He said, look, pay attention, please. Whoever sought the pleasure of Allah, though it was displeasing to the people, then Allah becomes pleased with him and he will make the people pleased with him. But on the contrary, whoever sought the pleasure of the people, though it was displeasing to Allah, then Allah becomes displeased with him and will make the people displeased with him. Brothers and sisters, it's very important that we get grounded in our deen. Then we won't make blunders like this. because these are things, imagine, everybody will enter Jannah one by one. Some might have to spend some time in Jahannam. May Allah protect us from that. That's why we want to stay away from the major sins. We want to make Tawbah and be people of Tawbah, of repentance, not associating any partners of Allah, and staying away from things that displease our Creator before we meet our Creator. But there's one thing that will not be forgiven, is shirk. So we want to stay away from anything that comes close to it, resembles in any way, shape, or form. Imagine you're going on a trip, and you've been planning on this trip. You're looking forward to this trip, and now you get to the border, and you know they told you, no problem, you are qualified to enter, but there is just one thing that if you carry this with you, you will not enter the country. But now you go ahead and bring this thing. Whose fault is it? So if Allah, it is shirk. This is the thing that we need to stay away from. We need to be on the pure monotheism. We need to be well grounded in the Tawheed. And we need to stay far away from the things that are displeasing to our Creator before we meet our Creator. Because He's ultimately the one who sets the rules and the boundaries. And how are we going to know those rules and boundaries? How are we going to worship Allah, the Almighty, properly? We have to know Him. We have to know His deen. We have to be well grounded in the deen. So I invite our brother Mo Salah and other influencers and people who are celebrating this holiday, and even the not yet Muslims out there who we want the best for. Because this is why we do these programs, to educate the masses, to educate the people with love and mercy in mind. So please watch this program that we just did on this specific topic in the video description, in the comments. Watch it. We go into the history. We go into the common questions. We really go into and reacting to many Muslims celebrating this, and we give a proper response. So it behooves you to watch this latest episode that we did specifically on this topic. It's very important. And again, this is something that is extremely important, and this is out of our love for our brothers and sisters. And we pray for them all, for Mo Salat, for all the others, that may Allah use us for the good that we can potentially do in spreading this message of peace and purpose, this deen, and being great ambassadors to it. Thank you very much. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.